Hey, this is Lizzie, your personal vitality coach, and this podcast is about you. Yes, it's about you. Every week, there's a brief message with a series of questions to help you hear yourself. We spend so much time listening to what other people say and watching what other people do. This space is a few minutes for you to step outside of what other people say and do, figure out what you need to say or do to flourish and thrive. Consider this your weekly identity check-in day. This, my friend, is about you. Hey, party people. It's Coach Lizzie here. Welcome to this personal party. Are you working on inviting peace to your party this December? Now, ironically, the month of December can destroy peace. I know. That's ironic, right? It can be both a happy and a stressful time of year. The American Psychological Association this November stated that 2 in 5 people said their stress increases during this time compared to other points of the year. With that in mind, today let's get a little more curious about how to cultivate a more dominant sense of peace within yourself. Peace in the world starts within you, my friend. All right. How to invite peace to your personal party? That was in episode 33. In that episode, I highlighted 5 elements of peace that I believe are essential to have in your peaceful tool belt. And if you didn't catch that one, head back there and review that episode, How to Invite Peace to Your Party. In this episode, I want to highlight one of those elements of peace that you can keep in your personal tool belt. Last week, it was assurance and affirmation. You can go check that one out. But for this episode, I want to highlight the power of being internally wholehearted and undivided. What you can expect from this episode? Well, first thing, we'll learn what I mean by wholehearted and undivided. Then we'll discover ways where you could be more wholehearted and undivided in your own life. We'll end with some questions to help you see things with a more wholehearted and undivided perspective. A big question to start off with is, what would you like to do with all your heart? Imagine you're a passionate musician who loves playing the piano. And one day you decide to compose a piece of music that reflects your deepest emotions and experiences. Instead of merely going through the motions, you immerse yourself completely in the creative process. You pour your emotions into every note, carefully crafting each melody and harmony. As you play, you're not just pressing keys, you're expressing your soul through the music. Every nuance, every dynamic change, every pause, it's intentional and meaningful. You lose track of time as you become one with the music, feeling a profound connection to your instrument and the art you are creating. Doing something with your whole heart means dedicating yourself entirely to the task at hand. Allowing your passion and truth to drive your actions. It's about investing your energy, focus, and creativity to create something truly authentic and meaningful, just like that musician I just described. And what would you like to do with this type of creative energy and focus? What would you like to do with all your heart? Maybe you're not quite sure. Maybe you're thinking, hold up, Lizzie, I don't know if I have ever done anything with that type of wholehearted energy and focus. One way to tap into what you want to be more wholehearted about is to get curious. I love that word. Get curious in regards to what you feel conflicted about in your life lately. Do a little scan on your life, your emotions, your tasks. Identify where you feel a sense of inner conflict, disappointment, or indecision. It gets you squirming in your seat a bit and leaves you feeling unsettled. Where does that come up for you right now? What is that for you? And are you curious about moving towards a feeling of being more wholehearted, dedicated, and undivided as you move forward with this? I just described that passionate musician who decides to do something deeply personal, intentional, and meaningful. Instead of merely going through the motions without real commitment to one depth or another, the musician pours out emotions of all ranges in order to craft the sounds. With dedication, the music becomes authentic, creative, and connecting. In the area you identified that feels conflicting right now, imagine yourself as the musician. How would it feel in your circumstance to decide to do something deeply personal and intentional regarding your situation? How would it feel in your circumstance right now if you made that type of decision? When we are wholehearted about something, we approach it with complete sincerity, enthusiasm, and commitment. It involves dedicating your full attention, energy, and passion to a particular endeavor, a goal, a relationship, or belief, even when things don't go smoothly or feel perfect. Doesn't feel just right all the time. Even when this on one end of the spectrum is happening and that on another end of the spectrum is happening and there seems to be opposition, we are still deeply invested and not just superficially going through the motions. We don't show up only if the conditions seem to fit in the good category. Some characteristics of a wholehearted human include these. Number one, you're passionate and enthusiasm. You have passion and enthusiasm for what you're doing. Number two, you have complete and unwavering dedication to a cause, goal, or relationship. And it's demonstrated through consistent efforts of investing time and resources. So you've got number one, passion and enthusiasm. Number two, complete unwavering dedication to the cause or goal or relationship. Number three, you are authentically who you are. You truthfully express thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and don't pretend by putting on a facade to protect your ego. You have integrity to tell the truth to yourself and to others. Number four, you have a deep emotional investment. That means you are willing to feel hurt, anger, resentment, anger, frustration in pursuit of the goal or the maintenance of a relationship. And this reflects a true connection when there's this emotional investment in the ranges of emotions. That's true connection. Number five, you have consistency between your words and your actions. Your behavior is in alignment with what you say you value. Number six, you are resilient in the face of challenges and do not give up easily. You are willing to overcome obstacles. Last one, number seven, you have an openness to growth and learning. You have the mindset and the philosophy that you're always in the pursuit of improvement. And you have a long-term perspective. I forgot, there's one more. You have a long-term perspective and are not just focused on the immediate results. All right, there's eight of them. There they are. So how are you landing when it comes to your current conflict right now? How could you upgrade your situation? What do you need more of? Do you need more passion, enthusiasm, authenticity, truth, emotional investment, consistency, resilience, openness to growth, learning, and a long-time perspective? Which one of those could you use a little more of to upgrade your situation, to upgrade your personal party? Perhaps pick one to marinate and try on for today. See how it sits in your current conflict. Being wholehearted is a powerful approach to life. It fosters a deep connection to pursuits and enhances the quality of relationships. It is a major contributor to experiencing personal fulfillment. Approaching life with a wholehearted attitude can lead to meaningful and authentic experiences. It is a difference between you playing some easy notes every day that don't seem to contradict and you playing an emotionally connecting piece of music that inspires you and you feel proud of. To be wholehearted, it's helpful to practice becoming undivided within your mind. So today we're talking about being wholehearted and undivided. Now, an undivided mind will help you move into this more passionate and dedicated way of doing things. When we are divided in our minds, it typically is because we have two conflicting ideas that we're wrestling with. We have one idea that seems to be in complete opposition to the other, and we consistently battle between them. And this tends to happen when we get stuck in dualistic thinking. This is black or white thinking. I either do this or I do that. My job should look like this or that. My spouse should behave like this or that. My marriage should feel like this or it should feel like that. My child should be able to do this or that. This shows up when we wrestle between two things that contradict each other. Our brains are always trying to put things into categories to make sense of the world, and that's normal. When we get stuck in constantly thinking in this dualistic way, it can create inner conflict. Now, is it possible that you could be wrestling between two true things right now? So I've been married for 25 years, and something I'm constantly learning is that wholehearted dedication is required for this. And what naturally happens when you're in a long-term wholehearted relationship with someone? What happens? Well, let's say it's a relationship with someone, or it's just a relationship with something to generalize this. It's normal to go through periods when we feel very disconnected from each other, or if it's something else, maybe it's from your work, and you wonder, should I even be married to this person, or should I keep pursuing this goal? Now, in the marriage example, assuming this is not an abusive or toxic relationship, we tend to think dualistically, that either we feel connected to our spouse or we don't. Either we are in total sync or we are never in sync with each other. We get caught up in a wrestle within ourselves. Thing is, there are two truths here. The first truth is we are committed to that person and care about them. We probably make a great team much of the time. Second truth is we are different people who are both learning and evolving with the stress of life, and we feel disconnected for periods of time. So we are committed, we care about each other, and we feel disconnected for periods of time. When we think it either needs to be this or that, we forget what we are truly wholehearted about. We forget that there are two truths in this situation. We try to focus on one or the other, and it feels conflicting. Bridging the either this or that gap with an and statement can fuse some division within the mind and heart. A statement could be, I am committed to my spouse, I care about them, and we are struggling to connect because we are busy, mentally, physically unwell, or learning some new things. Are they both true? Yes, they're both true. Instead of waiting between the two truths and trying to force one or the other to be our dominating perspective, we can allow both to exist in peace and harmony within our minds. We don't have to try to shove it into one box or the other. The and statement is a fusion of sorts that brings us out of internal division and into a more wholehearted frame of mind. It's abundance. It reminds us of what we want to be wholehearted about. In the marriage situation, this blending brings us back to the ability to cultivate the wholehearted traits I mentioned earlier. So when we create this fusion with an and statement, it's easier to bring passion, consistency, openness to learning, long-term perspective, resiliency, dedication, integrity, and truth into the scene. Now, in my situation, the truth is in my marriage is we are committed and we go through periods when we struggle to connect. Knowing this allows us to remain wholehearted in our commitment to pursue this meaningful relationship for the long haul. We don't have to throw in the towel when we feel disconnected for periods of time. It's hard. I'm not going to discredit that. It's challenging. But it doesn't mean you need to throw in the towel. So where might this be happening in your current situation? Are you an entrepreneur trying to stay wholehearted to your vision? Or are you a parent trying to stay with and encourage a difficult child? Are you someone who struggles with a health problem? Are you trying to get momentum on a craft or a creation? When we get stuck in dualistic either this or that thinking, we often turn our backs on some important truths. This puts us in danger of turning our backs on what will be the most enriching experiences of our lives. When we turn from the truth, there will never be peace. A decision made with truth brings peace to the party. We can start moving with and towards these truths. And when we do, we can create the most beautiful masterpiece. Like the musician, we play with authentic passion, with a range of emotion, with connection, and with a deeper sense of meaning. Being wholehearted means seeking truth, no matter where it is. Even if it seems the ideas are in conflict with each other. Instead of dualistic either-or mentality, practice stating this and that are true, and that's okay. Wholehearted means deciding that is okay, or deciding to move towards the biggest truth. A decision made with truth, remember, it brings peace to the party. Okay, my friend. Now, there's a taste of what I mean when I say being wholehearted and undivided. Now, let's get comfy and curious. It's time to ask yourself some questions. Check in with yourself and ask, how am I doing in this regard? This is your identity check-in. See who is showing up to your life party. Questions for you today. First question is, just do a mental, physical scan and ask, where is inner conflict showing up within you recently? This is a good scan to do. It's like trying to find a virus on your computer. Think, where am I feeling this inner conflict recently? And when you identify that, next question is, what ways would you like to feel more wholehearted about this situation? Remember, that means that feeling wholehearted means dedicating yourself entirely to this, no matter the challenges. How do you wish you could dedicate yourself in the situation? So you've got this situation or experience in your life right now where conflict is showing up. Maybe it's just in your mind, which is mostly where it is. What way would you like to feel more wholehearted about this? How do you wish you could dedicate yourself better? Next question, are there any dualistic thoughts or tendencies you have in this situation? Are you thinking, either needs to be this or that, good or bad? It's possible or it's not possible. Identify the conflicting voices. Find that tug of war going on within you. What two ideas are you tugging between? Identify what those ideas are. Next question, could both of these ideas be true? Could this and that be true at the same time? And could that be okay? Try that on. How does that sit in your situation? Could both of these ideas be true? And could that be okay? And I really identify the truth. So the next question is, what are the real truths? Sometimes to get to the truth, we have to dive a little deeper and keep asking, is that true? Is the next thing true? Get to the truth, even if the truths contradict each other. Number 6, what would you like to do with your whole heart? And last question, what would be possible for you if you moved forward relentlessly toward truth? One possibility I see is a peaceful, relentless, and beautiful approach to life. Like the musician, you are willing to put yourself out there and risk opposing forces and conflicting experiences so that your masterpiece has depth and is authentically yours. At the core, we all crave peace. Don't let a dualistic mindset destroy yours. Be someone who is a seeker of truth, and you, my friend, will find it. Truth sheds light and can help you see that peace is possible within yourself. Now, as your vitality coach, I am committed to helping you find peace within yourself. I'm celebrating your effort to show up today and ask yourself some questions. The more you ask, the more light you will discover, my friend. If you would like the questions from this episode emailed to you, you can sign up in the show notes and receive the questions to your email. And then you can come back and refer to them. You can write the answers down if you didn't get to do that today while listening. I encourage you to do that. Take time to write the answers down. Make them yours. As always, I'm here to chat. And you can find a link to my calendar in the show notes and schedule a free 20-minute curiosity call with a real-life human, and that is me. So let's chat about your next best step to flourishing. As a coach, I'm here to listen and to guide you towards the truth of who you are and what you are capable of. Now, in the background, I'm creating an online group coaching course designed to help you get up out of burnout and move with deep-rooted energy, motivation, and peace. If those are things you are craving, deep-rooted energy, motivation, piece. Sign up to get on the wait list and I will email more details as it evolves. Let's be in touch. You can always just email me at lizzie@lovedaycoaching.com. I'd love to hear from you. So a fun truth is, you don't have to do this all alone. You really don't. Question for you is, what would you like to do with all your heart? Get curious, my friend. This is about you.